Good morning, everyone. It's the 20th of January, Friday morning, TGIF. I hope you're having a good Friday, and I hope you're ready for a blessed, prosperous weekend. Today, we're going to be covering Isaiah chapter 42. I've gone through the book of Isaiah many times in my life because it's so comforting to me. I think God's elect lay hold on Isaiah as one of their favorite books. It starts out by saying, "Behold my servant in whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles." Well, one of God's, God's first elect is Jesus, right? The eternally begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Speaking of Jesus, his elect there. "He shall not cry nor lift up nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth," speaking of Christ. "He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Thus saith the Lord, the God, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spreadeth forth the earth," doesn't sound like a globe, does it? "He that spreadeth forth the earth, that which is cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein." You can't separate creation from God's purpose of redemption. We've talked about that before. "I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light to the Gentiles." This is a messianic prophecy here, that Christ would be a light unto the Gentiles. "To open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, them that sit in darkness out of the prison house." Is that what he did for you? That's certainly what he did for me. For 37 years, I was darkened to the truths of the truth of God's Word. And then His Word was opened to me, and He was revealed to me as the one true Lord, God, sovereign over all things. "I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, and neither my praise to graven images." He's not going to give His glory to the idols of free will. A lot of people, that is their God. Their free will is their God. "Behold, the former things are come to pass, and the new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing unto the Lord a new song." That's what I began to sing at 37, a new song. Okay. "And his praise from the end of the earth, that ye go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof. Let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar doth inhabit. Let the inhabitants of the rock sing. Let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory unto the Lord and declare his praise to the islands." No, I don't believe that the Great Commission was all fulfilled in 70 A.D. I believe it applies for today as well. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Not the false free will gospel, but the gospel to every creature. He said every creature. There's people been born after 70 A.D., has there not? "The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies." Sounds like he has his enemies, doesn't it? Sounds like he doesn't love everyone. "I have long time holding my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I will make waste mountains and hills and dry up all their herbs. And I will make the rivers islands, and I will dry up the pools. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not." That's what happened to me. "I will bring the blind by the way that they knew not." It was not taught me. Was left out of, 12 years in supposed Christian school, and it was never, election and predestination was never taught me. I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. Well, that certainly happened to me. They shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed that trust in graven images, that say to the molten images, ye are our gods. Hear ye deaf, and look ye blind, that ye may see. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind to see that is perfect, and blind is the Lord's servant? Seeing many things, but thou observest not, opening the ears, but he heareth not. The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes and are hid in prison holes. They are for a prey, and none deliver for a spoil, and none saith restore. The Arminian preachers are preying upon people. They've robbed them and spoiled them and kept the truth from them. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come? Who gave Jacob for a spoil and Israel to the robbers? Did not the Lord? He against whom we have sinned, for they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his law. Therefore he hath poured upon him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle, and hath set him on the fire round about. Yet he knew not, and it burned him, yet he laid it not to heart. Well, this scripture, Isaiah 42, speaks very loudly to me, because it's frankly, it's what happened in my own life. When I was given the eyes to see and the ears to hear the truth of the true gospel. I'm going to turn this over to Mark and let him read this chapter. And as he reads it, think about when you came to uphold the sovereignty of God in all things, including your salvation.
Isaiah chapter 42, next chapter. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judges of the Gentiles. He shall not cry nor lift up nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. Bruised reeds shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment and truth. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth. The isles shall wait for his law. Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens, stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for covenant of the people, for light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing unto the Lord a new song, his praise to the end of the earth, ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and inhabitants thereof. Let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar doth inhabit. Inhabitants of the rocks, sing, let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory unto the Lord and declare his praise in the islands. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. I have now a long time holding my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I will make waste mountains and hills, and dry up all their herbs, and I will make the rivers islands, and I will dry up the pools, and I will bring the blind by a way they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. They shall be turned back, they shall be greatly ashamed, that trust in graven images, that say the molten images, ye are our gods. Hear ye deaf, and look, and ye blind, that ye may see. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I sent, who is blind as he that is perfect and blind, the Lord's servant. Seeing many things, but thou observest not, opening the ears, but he heareth not. The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. This is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared into holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none delivereth, for a spoil, and none saith, restore. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come? Who gave Jacob for a spoil, and Israel to robbers? Did not the Lord, he against whom we have sinned? For they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient to his law. Therefore he hath poured upon him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle, and hath set him on fire round about. Yet he knew not, and it burned him, yet he laid it not to heart.
Thank you. Well, I hope that you have been given the spiritual eyes to see and the ears to hear the truth of the true gospel of Christ. May you have a good weekend. God bless.